This is a guided body scan meditation. It is designed to help you develop a deep sense of awareness. It is best to practice in a warm, comfortable place and in comfortable clothes that don't restrict the breathing, and at a time when you won't be interrupted by anyone or by the phone. It is helpful to see this meditation time as totally set aside for you, supporting and caring for yourself, a time to be open to the sources of strength and healing within yourself, and giving yourself your complete and undivided attention. It is usually done lying down on your back, on a mat on the floor, or a bed. But if that isn't comfortable for you, it can be done sitting on a chair. It is really your attention during the practice and not the body position that is important. You can cover yourself with a blanket for warmth if you'd like. And let the arms be at the side, allowing the feet to fall away from each other, and closing the eyes if you are comfortable with that. It is best to stay awake, so if that is difficult, you can try opening the eyes during the body scan or doing it in a sitting position. In this practice, we are cultivating a deep sense of awareness. We are not trying to achieve any kind of a special state, not even trying to relax. So letting go of the tendency we all have to want things to be a certain way and then judge how we are doing. Letting go of judgment and letting things be as they are, however they are. There is no right way to feel. The way you feel is the way you feel. Being gentle with yourself. All that is asked of you in this practice is to simply experience your experience, not trying to create any particular experience, but just being with what is, just bringing your attention to what you find as you bring your attention to each part of the body in turn. As I guide you through this practice, note that my words are only guidance and only do what feels right to you. Make this your practice. So now, settling into a position that is best for you for this practice, begin noticing the contact of the body with whatever is supporting the body, opening to the sensations created here. Maybe noticing the heels, the backs of the legs, the back, parts of the shoulders and arms, the back of the head. Opening to sensations of pressure, warmth, weight of the body moving down. Really feeling the body being held and letting the body sink down with each out-breath, giving yourself over to whatever you're lying or sitting on. And now, bringing the focus of attention to the breath moving in the body, the flow of the breath in and out from the body. You may feel the breath at the tip of the nose or nostrils or in the back of the throat or the chest or right down in the belly, just at or below the navel. And seeing if it is possible to follow the breath right down there, noticing the belly expand on the in-breath and sinking in on the out-breath. You may feel the belly wall stretching slightly as you breathe in and fall away as you breathe out. not thinking about the breath, but exploring the sensations that accompany each in-breath and each out-breath. Riding the waves of breathing. And as you breathe, you may find yourself sinking a little bit deeper into the mat, into the floor, letting go. Seeing your breath as a stable and safe place that is always with you, which you can return to at any time. Like an anchor holding you to the present moment whenever you find that you have slipped away. And now, on your next out-breath, letting the awareness of the breathing fade into the background and guiding your attention away from the belly, all the way down the left leg and all the way out to the toes of the left foot, and focusing your attention on the big toe on the left foot, noticing any sensations that are here. No need to move the big toe or make it feel any different. Simply becoming aware of what is already present here. And letting go of the attention on the left big toe and focusing attention on the little toe of the left foot. What do you notice here? What sensations are present in the little toe? Maybe a feeling of tingling or numbness or warmth or coolness. Maybe the sensations of the sock touching the toes. Or maybe no sensation at all. And now letting go of the little toe and bringing your attention to all the toes on the left foot. Maybe noticing where they touch each other or where there is space between the toes. Whatever you are experiencing here, allowing it to be as it is, tuning into the sensations here, exploring them in a kind and gentle way. And now letting go of the toes on the left foot and focusing on the bottom of the left foot, the instep, the ball of the left foot. What sensations are here for you right now? And moving the focus from the bottom of the left foot and moving to the heel, where the heel makes contact with the floor. Maybe you notice touch or pressure. Just notice any sensations or no sensations. Just being with your experience in a kind and gentle way. And then shifting to the top of the left foot. Exploring tendons, ligaments, muscles. Opening to the structure of the left foot. And just being with it as it is. Let it dominate your awareness. And moving your focus to the left ankle. This bony joint, and noticing what's here, what sensations you are experiencing. Really allowing this to be a very live exploration. And now widening your focus to include the whole ankle and left foot, and turning your focus to the left lower leg. Simply noticing any sensations in the lower leg. The contact with the mat, clothes, perhaps tightness pulling on the skin. And being aware of not just the surface, but deep down to the muscles and bones. And if at any time you notice your mind has wandered away from the body scan, perhaps involved in thoughts or plans, daydreams, boredom, whatever, then just very gently noticing that and bringing your attention back to whatever part of the body we are focusing on. It is the nature of minds to wander. So not thinking of this as a mistake or a fault or a problem. Just simply noticing that the mind is wandering and then bringing your attention back to the body scan, wherever we are, which in this case now is the lower left leg. So now letting go of lower left leg, shifting to the knee, noticing the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the soft back of the left knee, noticing sensations deep into the joint, and just experiencing the left knee as it is in this moment, bringing a sense of kindness to the left knee. And now allowing awareness of the left knee fade and move to the left thigh. Noticing surface sensations deep down into the big muscles. Perhaps feeling the big bone. Exploring the connection to the lower left leg. The connection to the hip. Perhaps feeling the pulsation of blood moving. Or a feeling of heaviness. Whatever there is, being open to sensations here in the left thigh. And now, as you lie here, expanding your focus to the whole left leg. From your hip down to the left foot. And moving your focus now across the whole pelvis area and down the right leg, all the way to the toes of the right foot. And becoming aware of the sensations arising in the right big toe. Open to whatever is here in this moment. And then moving to the right little toe. And opening to whatever is here. And then shifting to all the toes. Noticing touch or air or clothing. Exploring and being curious. And now moving to the bottom of the right foot. The sole, the instep. The ball, and moving to the heel, feeling sensations of touch or pressure, allowing whatever sensations are here in this moment to be, and moving to the top of the right foot, being aware of bones and ligaments and blood flow, muscles. Bringing kind attention to whatever you notice on the right foot. And now moving to the right ankle and allowing the sensations that are here to be, opening your attention to the whole right foot. And then moving to the upper right leg. From the area of the hip and groin all the way down to the knee. Feeling the right thigh. Any sensations at all, whatever they be, warmth or heaviness or lightness, whatever they are, just feeling the right thigh. And now expanding your awareness to the whole of the right leg. And then shifting your attention to your pelvis area, the entire region, being aware of the strong bony section of the pelvis, being aware of the soft muscles of the buttocks where they make contact with the floor or the chair, simply noticing how this feels. Maybe noticing areas of tightness or looseness, feeling the contact of weight. Just noticing whatever is here for you in this pelvis region. And moving your awareness now to the spine, where it begins in your lower back. Just experiencing whatever sensations are here. This is a part of the body where there is often tension or discomfort. There may be some feelings of intensity here, feelings we carry through the day. So now giving this area our full attention, maybe breathing with it and noticing if there is any possibility of releasing tension as you breathe out. Bringing to this region and all regions as we do this body scan, a sense of acceptance and kindness. And knowing that if you experience strong sensations anywhere, just giving it your full attention and exploring breathing into that area. And just notice how this is. And now letting go of the lower back, moving up the spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. Maybe noticing where the rib cage is connected, the ribs themselves, the back of the lungs, the shoulder blades. And letting go of the focus on the back, and now moving down to the abdominal area. Being aware perhaps of stomach emptiness or fullness, possibly aware of the organs in this area. Noticing the rising and falling of the belly with the out-breath and the in-breath. Feeling the movement of the diaphragm creating more space for air on the in-breath and collapsing on the out-breath. And noticing the front side of the ribcage now, becoming aware of the heart here, noticing how the heart beats, works with the lungs to circulate air throughout the body, just being aware of what's here. And now opening the awareness to the whole trunk area, the chest, the back, the abdomen. And on the next in-breath, sensing breathing fresh air and energy into this area of the body. And on each out-breath, allowing the back to rest even more deeply into the surface you are lying on. Breathing in new energy and breathing out any sense of tightness or tension. Almost as if every cell in the trunk of the body is receiving air. Maybe sense you're breathing in kindliness and then breathing out. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of breathing this way and letting go of attention on the trunk and taking our attention down the arms, both right and left, and just noticing what is here in this moment. Noticing if there is any difference between the right and left hand. Maybe notice pulsating, or moisture or dryness. And moving your attention into the fingers themselves. The surface. Expanding to the palms of the hands and the back of the hands, and moving attention into the wrists. Perhaps here again, picking up on pulsation of the arteries. Focusing complete attention on your both right and left hands. Just noticing sensations in this moment. And shifting your attention into the forearm. Just experiencing this part of the body as it is. Perhaps feelings of touch or air moving. And letting go here and moving attention to the elbows and noticing what is here. And now moving to the upper arms and armpits. Perhaps noticing the upper arm where it's connected to the shoulders. And then noticing the tops and the sides of the shoulders. Noticing the muscles here. Really exploring here. It's an area where tension often resides. And bringing a sense of kindly attention as you rest and breathe with the shoulders. Softening, letting go. And now opening the attention to focus on the shoulders and whole arms and hands. Imagine your breath moving down the arms to the hands and fingers. And allowing your attention to travel with your breath down to the fingers and then back up. Noticing how this is. And now moving your attention to the neck, to the back of the neck. Noticing the spine, the throat. Maybe noticing the air going through this region. Sensing perhaps swallowing. What does it feel like to swallow? Experiencing the whole neck area. And now moving attention to the head, at the base of the neck where it meets the skull, and into the whole scalp region, the top, the back. What do you notice here in this moment receiving sensations? And becoming aware of the face, which often accumulates tension throughout the day. And in particular, taking attention first into the forehead, which is often a place of stored tension. And if any is noticed here, just letting it soften and letting go on the out-breath. Noticing what is here in this moment. Noticing the eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows. Noticing what sensations are here, and moving to the eyes, around the eyes, the muscles, the eyelids, bringing a sense of kindliness and respect to this area. Moving to the nose, noticing the air moving in and receiving those sensations. And open your awareness to the mouth, the inside, the tongue, the roof, the sides of the cheeks. Just being present to the sensations here. Moving to the jaws, the chin. What's here? And moving awareness to the ears, noticing surface sensations and sensations deep inside the ear as they work to read the vibrations we call sound. And now breathing with the entirety of the whole head and face, dissolving to neutral. It's usually involved in projecting one view or another. Just now, there is no need for it to do any work. Letting it relax and be at peace. And if you sense any emotions, just be aware of that. Just breathing in and out, softening, bringing a sense of gentleness and letting go of this area. And moving to an awareness of the whole body. Sensing the breath moving throughout the whole body. And as you lie here, opening to the idea that the breath moves in from the soles of the feet, filling the feet, the legs, lower torso, upper torso, the head, and breathing out through the crown of the head. Letting the air and energy move out through the head and then right back into it. Breathing from the top of the head and down and out through the soles of the feet. And then breathing in through the soles of the feet and out through the crown of the head. So in whatever way you feel right now, letting the breath sweep through the whole body, bringing with it a sense of new energy and releasing what is no longer needed. Being aware of the body as a whole as you breathe this way. Experiencing the body as complete and whole in this moment. And as you lie here, with a complete awareness of the body, letting go of any control of the breath, allowing yourself to lie here, letting the breath flow freely into and out of the body, allowing the natural cycle of breath move as it is, opening up to things just as they are. Beyond a mind that wants things to be a certain way, and seeing this attitude itself as healing, as an expression of self-care, and perhaps congratulating yourself for attending to yourself in this way. And as we end this meditation, you might want to transition slowly, wiggle the toes, becoming aware of your surroundings. And as you transition into the activities of your day, knowing that this deep state of awareness is accessible to you at any moment, no matter what is happening, by just attending to the breath. Let it be a source of strength to support you and provide you a personal sense of awareness from which you can make choices about how to live a more integrated and satisfying life.